So Jesus tells us, for he remains with you and will be in you. The Revised Standard Version of the Bible translates this verse in another way. For he dwells with you and will be in you. And this song reminds me of Psalm 27, and specifically the lyrics to a song we all know. One thing I ask, this alone I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all my days. For one day within your temple heals every day alone. Oh Lord, bring me to your dwelling. I just love that song. On one level, this song is a request that we come here to this place. Come to the house of the Lord and live here. Remain here, dwell here with him and in community with other Christians in unity. And the song acknowledges the healing power of being present here with him and in community. For this place is different than the rest of the dwellings of the world. Here we come together as church and worship and are fed. For this is our spiritual dwelling. And this is where we can always find the physical manifestation of Christ at the Eucharistic table, in the tabernacle, in the Blessed Sacrament chapel, here in our church in communion with other Christians. But that's not what the gospel in Christ promises us in the gospel today. What he promises us today is a counselor, a spirit of truth that will dwell with us and be in us. So during my formation, we had a philosophy class, and I struggle with philosophy, have all my life, and this class is no different. And you would think, being an engineer, I would have affinity for it, but I don't. But there was one guy, Martin Heidegger, who spoke to me, and I kind of understood. He had this concept of dwelling, and I wonder if I identify with him, because he grew up Catholic. But being a German philosopher, Heidegger would be familiar with the Gothic and German roots of the word dwelling. For dwelling comes from the Gothic word Wohnen. And more specifically, the word Wohnen says how staying in a place is to be experienced. It means to be at peace, to be brought to peace, to remain in peace. So that's what dwelling means. Heidegger would say that not every building is a dwelling, just as we would understand that not every house is a home. And Heidegger traces this notion of dwelling to its fundamental character, which is to spare and preserve, set aside, to take care of. Heidegger would say that we dwell in a place when we are at peace in that place. When we exist there, we exist in a freedom which leads us to spare and preserve that place. For when one dwells in a home, one preserves and protects that home. It is also the place where, at least in the best of times, the facades are dropped. You can be yourself where you dwell. You don't have to put on a role for any particular occasion. In other words, home or dwelling is where the heart is. So for me, and one of the things that's why that song speaks to me, is because dwelling in the house of the Lord, or dwelling in the presence of the Holy Spirit, is the place where I am in communion with him, and it also is the only place I wish to be at that time. So taking the idea of Jesus' Holy Spirit of truth and his dwelling with us and in us, and Heidegger's idea of being ourselves, to be at peace, to be brought to peace, to remain in peace, is to be where we are free. It is in communion with the Holy Spirit where we move and have our being. So, we are only truly free and truly ourselves when we are living in accordance to the Spirit of truth. So it is in this Spirit of truth that we will find peace, the peace the world cannot give us. It is in the Counselor. It is in the Holy Spirit. So how are we doing in safeguarding our spiritual dwelling, our temple, i.e., our relationship with the Holy Spirit? Through the person of the Holy Spirit, how are we maintaining our relationship with the person of Jesus and the person of God? Are we spending much time in it? Are we spending as much time in it as we do maintaining our physical dwelling? I know I'm not. So let's remember what Jesus tells us in today's gospel. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. So it is in observing Jesus' commandments that we show Jesus we love him, and because of our love for Jesus, God will love us, and Jesus will reveal himself to us and give us strength and consolation. But it is through our relationship with the Holy Spirit that most of us experience God. So what do we do to maintain that spiritual dwelling that houses the Holy Spirit? How do we envision that dwelling? Is our spiritual house in order? Remember what Jesus said in last week's gospel? In my Father's house there are many dwellings. Meaning that each of us experience Christ and the Holy Spirit in a very subjective and personal way. And we are often in very different places at different times. Sort of like what St. Teresa of Avila pointed out with her seven mansions. But one thing all Christians who want to enter our Father's house must have is an active prayer life. So how are we doing in this regard? For we cannot be effective living stones and be built into an effective living house without an effective prayer life. For the Catechism tells us, Christianity is a life within us, a permanent, real experience of God that we sacramentally receive in baptism, Eucharist, and confirmation. But this experience of God goes far beyond just the experience of the event of the sacrament. It continues in the presence of God's Holy Spirit, which strengthens us and enlightens us to fulfill his Christ-like life and mission on earth. We possess the Holy Spirit, and thus we are moved and enlightened without being dispossessed of ourselves. We still determine our lives freely. The Holy Spirit helps us to discern the relative value of all the things in relationship to God's wisdom and helps us to act accordingly. The Spirit strengthens us to acknowledge God as Lord and Creator. And we are strengthened to fulfill the mission of Christian evangelization with gentleness and reverence, as Peter talked about, in spite of obstacles and persecution. As we prepare for the Feast of Pentecost, let's remember we are called to be the light of the world as a dwelling of souls traveling on the same path. Amen.